From Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse, this is Newsmakers. I'm Hope Kerwin. Wisconsin's 9-day gun deer hunt begins this week. The spread of chronic wasting disease, a contagious neurological illness affecting the state's deer population, continues to be a major challenge as officials look for ways to stop the spread of CWD. WPR's Dean Kallenbach in Eau Claire spoke to several people about some of the issues facing deer hunters this season.
We welcome our regular contributors, the Outdoor Guys. Joe Knight is longtime outdoor editor of the Eau Claire Leader-Telegram. Joe Knight, good to have you along.
Good morning.
And Dave Carlson created, produced, and hosted the long-running TV series Northland Adventures. Dave, good morning to you.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Now, Mark Rasmussen is also with us. He's a wildlife biologist for Buffalo, Trempealeau, and Buffalo and Trempealeau counties for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Mark Rasmussen, good to have you on.
Morning. Thanks for having me.
And also with us, Mark Knoll of ALMA. He's chair of the Buffalo County Deer Advisory Council and the Buffalo County Delegation of the Wisconsin County Conservation Congress. Mark Knoll, good to have you.
It's nice to be here. First time in the studio.
Yeah, good to have you in person for once. So, Mark Knoll, I introduced, in part of my introduction, I pointed out that you chair the Conservation Congress delegation in your county. For the sake of our audience who might not be familiar with it, what exactly is the Wisconsin Conservation Congress, and what is its role?
Well, it's a civilian advisory group to the Natural Resources Board. The Congress, there are representatives, five representatives from each county. So there's, 360, I think it works out to, delegates in the state. And we have spring fish and game hearings that we hold every April. People can come in and give proposals for what they think that they – and we vote on them, and they get studied by the Congress eventually. If they hold any real credence to them, we can come back and put them on the questionnaire, and people can vote on them at these spring hearings. And eventually, sometimes they get to go into rules or into law.
We should note that this isn't just an environmental group or a conservation group. They're created by state law, and there are also votes at these spring hearings. So
right.
Mark is actually an elected official.
So. Right. Okay. So for this season, hunters in five townships in Dunn, Eau Claire, Pepin, and Pepin counties are required to have their deer tested for chronic wasting disease throughout the coming season. Now, specifically, those towns are Rock Creek, the southeasternmost town in Dunn County. I'm getting head shakes. So is my information off?
Yeah, originally...
This is Mark Rasmussen, by the way.
Yeah, Mark Rasmussen. Originally, the CWD advisory team, that's a group formed from the county deer councils from each of the five counties affected by the CWD positive south of Eau Claire, did make a recommendation for mandatory testing, and that was actually approved by the department. But after we received some additional input from the Natural Resources Board, the mandatory requirement was
lifted.
Taken away.
Oh, okay.
And so it is a voluntary sampling effort in that area. But we still are looking for hunters to submit as many CWD samples of adult deer harvested in that five township area.
And what is it that we're looking for from these samples? In other words, there was a doe that was found last year in western Eau Claire County with CWD, and that kind of started this look and see what happens next. So where are we on that, Mark Rasmussen?
Correct. So, yeah, where we're at is this is our second year of sampling for CWD. We did detect a doe a couple years ago now that was CWD positive that initiated this whole process. Since then, we've detected an additional four CWD positives, all hunter harvested deer. And so we're looking for hunters to submit their deer, adult deer, for CWD testing so that we can establish the prevalence and distribution of CWD in the landscape so that we can be informed and the public can be informed on the extent of the disease and what we can do in that area.
This was, Dean, to your point, this is a case of politics getting in the way of science. These guys all wanted mandatory testing because they weren't getting a big enough sample to get credible results or statistically reliable results for chronic wasting sampling. And so they did the right thing, basically said, hunters, bring your deer in, like we always used to do to register
right.
A few years back.
Right.
But they got overruled by someone higher up.
Mark, Dave Carlson. How many deer are you looking for, and what does it represent of the expected hunter harvest in those areas?
We're looking to test 300 adult deer, which is, I guess I don't know exactly what the percentage of the harvest it would be, but it's a sample size that's large enough that will allow us, in combination with the deer that were tested last year in this same area, to establish that prevalence estimate of the disease in southwestern Eau Claire County and Dunpep and Buffalo counties as well.
We're talking about the 2019 gun deer season, and we're joined, the voice you just heard, Mark Rasmussen, wildlife biologist for Buffalo and Trempealeau counties for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Also joined by Mark Noel of ALMA. He's a dairy farmer, but also chair of the Buffalo County Deer Advisory Council and the chair of Buffalo County's delegation to the Wisconsin County Conservation Congress. And, of course, the outdoor guys, Joe Knight and Dave Carlson, are also helping out with this program. We talked about those towns that had been recommended for the testing. They all fall within the district of State Senator Jeff Smith. And every week, the one legislator from the Republicans, one legislator from the Democrats, gives a weekly radio address. Jeff Smith had it this last week, and he gave the weekly Democratic radio address focusing on CWD. Let's listen to what he had to say.
Next Saturday, November 23rd, hunters will head out for the opening of gun hunting season. Deer hunting is more than just a season in Wisconsin. It's vital to our tourism industry, rural economy, and our state's heritage. You can do your part to preserve Wisconsin's hunting tradition by testing your deer to stop the spread of CWD. CWD is always fatal. With the help of hunters, we can stop the spread of CWD. Hunters must test their deer. You can do this for free at one of the DNR's easily accessible kiosks. This helps scientists understand infection rates and where the disease has spread. Hunters must always properly dispose of deer carcasses at DNR-designated dumpsters to avoid the risk of CWD spreading further. After 8 years of Republican inaction, Democrats are prioritizing CWD eradication. I proudly introduced legislation with my Democratic colleagues to invest in CWD research and fund CWD kiosks and carcass disposal sites. The future of Wisconsin's hunting-related tourism, public health, and rural economy depends on the action we take today. Don't fear learning if your deer was infected. Fear the future of loss of our hunting heritage altogether.
And that's State Senator Jeff Smith in the Democrats' weekly radio address. Senator Smith uses some powerful language at the end of his address, saying that CWD threatens our hunting heritage. And Dave Carlson, I'm wondering, do you see it that way?
Well, it does, absolutely. There's no disputing that. What was amazing to me a few weeks ago, or more recently, there was a poll, a Marquette University poll, which showed that the majority of respondents didn't think CWD was increasing when the statistics bear out the fact that it is increasing. And I think it's a marketing job that has to be undertaken, intensified, to ensure that the public is getting accurate information about the CWD prevalence.
Mark Noel.
I actually serve as the Buffalo County delegate on the Chippewa Valley Advisory Group for the CWD thing. We tried the voluntary testing and last year, and with the distribution map of where the tests were coming from, we found great big, huge gaps, not even that far from where the supposed epicenter of this is. We don't even know for sure if we're working with the epicenter of where we're at. We needed better results, very badly needed more results. So we voted unanimously to have this mandatory testing. And it all got thrown by the wayside. And we had a meeting since that time. And our committee is just extremely disgusted with the Natural Resources Board and some of the members, their agendas, how it's coming through. And it's apparent that there are people working against our efforts. We're trying to do what's best for the resource. You can't go wrong there. But there are so many moneyed interests that are, whether they're worried about their real estate value or whatever there is, they're working against us on the side. And they're in the shadows, but they've got themselves in positions where they're pulling a lot of power, and not necessarily for the long-term good of our sport.
Well, that's Joe Knight, you referred earlier to politics. Senator Smith uses his address to accuse Republicans of inaction toward CWD eradication, and it refers to a bill he introduced that would have invested more in CWD research and fund carcass disposal sites. That bill never made it to the floor of the Republican legislature. Joe Knight, is CWD, has it become a political issue?
Deer hunting in Wisconsin has always been a political issue. This is just the latest and perhaps the most serious issue going on, and very hard. Even if we did get a mandatory sampling, it would still be, we'd maybe get a better, we're trying to get a snapshot of how widely distributed it is in western Wisconsin. But even if we have that, the problem is now what do you do? And it's just, especially where I hunt in Brunswick, there's a lot of small property areas. How do you control deer in an area like that? You know, there's refuges all over where a deer can go, and they figure it out after the opening week, and they figure out where the safe zones are, and very hard to get a deer sample or reduce the deer herd in that area.
That's the voice of Joe Knight, a longtime outdoor reporter for the Eau Claire Leader-Telegram, one of our outdoor guys, Dave Carlson being the other one, longtime TV producer of outdoor programming. Also joining us in studio, Mark Rasmussen of the Department of Natural Resources, and Mark Knoll of ELMA, who's the chair of the Buffalo County Deer Advisory Council. We're joined in the conversation by Dave Zilke. Dave Zilke of Eau Claire is he is the chair of the Eau Claire County Delegation of the Wisconsin Conservation Congress and has also been chairing the Chippewa Valley Chronic Wasting Disease Advisory Team. Dave Zilke, I'd kind of like to get your take on what your team was working on, you know, what recommendations it made, and kind of where things stand right now as far as CWD goes.
Okay. The team was working to try to develop a mechanism that would get enough test samples so that we could determine a prevalence of the CWD in our area. As was talked about earlier, you know, we set it up to do mandatory testing and mandatory in-person registration for the first 3 days of the season in the six townships that we were looking, five townships. Okay, it was changed to five. Okay. Five townships that we were going to do it in, and, you know, three locations there, and that got shot down. So now we're left with just voluntary testing. So they are going to man those two or three areas in those townships for the first two days of the season to help hunters and, you know, making it a lot easier to get their test papers filled out and, you know, the samples taken. So they're trying to make it as easy as possible for people in the area to get these samples taken.
And to clarify, those counties those towns that were recommended are Rock Creek, which is the southeasternmost town in Dunn County, Albany, the easternmost town in Pepin County, and the towns of Brunswick, Drammen, and Pleasant Valley in Eau Claire County. Dave Zilke, the baiting and feeding thing, we haven't really talked about that yet, but that has been talked about as, you know, the deer herd congregating, not a natural thing, and maybe helping to spread CWD.
You know, the deer shed the prions, you know, for the CWD from excrement, feces, urine, and saliva back and forth, you know, touching each other, and they're a social animal. And when you draw them in unnaturally to congregate in large numbers, you get a lot of social interaction and a lot of transfer of materials between them. And that can only cause an increase in CWD by more transmission of different chemicals between them or...
Mark Rasmussen.
Yeah, and I'll just point out that by state law, baiting and feeding is banned in counties where CWD has been detected or counties within 10 miles of where CWD has been affected. So the six-county area here in western Wisconsin has baiting and feeding ban and has been since we detected the first positive. There's a number of other counties in the area that have had baiting and feeding ban for quite a number of years now.
Mark Rasmussen, while deer hunting is certainly an important tourism and recreational activity in Wisconsin, the primary focus of the hunt really is to manage the size of the deer herd. DNR estimates the current herd size in Wisconsin is at 1.8 million deer. Is there a number that the DNR is hoping for after the hunt? Or are they? What's the goal of the take this year?
Many of our counties, specifically the farmland counties, do have a very abundant deer population, and that's why we have these county deer councils, advisory councils, is to work with the public to try and manage those deer populations. For example, the counties that I cover, Buffalo County, we are attempting to decrease the deer population. Trempealeau County, they've set an objective to maintain the current deer population. So, we work with these advisory councils to try and set season structure and tag allocation to achieve those goals.
Go ahead, Joe.
I'm a little surprised to be hearing numbers and seeing them pop up now in the Milwaukee Journal because one of the things that, remember the whole deer trustee study that Dr. Kroll came in? And they one of the conclusions of that was to de-emphasize numbers. But people love numbers. We all do as hunters, even though it makes us feel bad. If we
love them as journalists, too.
Yeah, if we hear there's 2 million deer and, I didn't get my deer this year, then I feel bad. And
yeah.
Obviously must have been due to DNR mismanagement. Couldn't have been due to luck or my lack of skills as a hunter.
Yeah, we always want to blame somebody else. You touched on the efforts in Buffalo County, and Mark Knoll, you're right in the middle of all this. You made some headlines in April as the Buffalo County Deer Advisory Council, which you chair, recommended an antlerless-only hunting season in the county in an effort to reduce the size of the herd there. There was a lot of controversy, and the DNR, the Natural Resources Board, actually ended up rejecting the recommendation. What was the advisory council's hope when recommending a hunt in which no bucks could be taken in Buffalo County?
Our vote was in sheer frustration because we're out of tools. We don't have anything left to utilize there. And we actually had Secretary of the DNR took me by the hand and led me over to Eric Loebner at our state convention and said, we're going to get the system going to get some new tools for you.
And who is Eric Loebner?
Well, he's not there anymore.
Okay.
It's a political thing, too. But we got nothing. We got nothing. And our CDAC is going to meet again, and we're supposed to go through the same motions that we went through last year. It's really frustrating, and of course we're up against the deer business. The business of deer hunting is a big thing, and it's not necessarily for what's best for the deer. It's for what's best for their pocketbook.
Talk about the symptoms of what you're trying to cure. In other words, what is happening in Buffalo County that has caused you to make that recommendation?
I mean, for the antlers only?
Right. In other words,
why do we need more tools?
We used to
have a tool that worked. It was called Earn a Buck.
Yeah.
It was the one tool that did work, and those same moneyed interest stepped in and got rid of Earn a Buck, threw it out as a tool, got the legislature to make it illegal to ever have again.
That was the situation where if you shot an antlerless deer, then you could get a permit to shoot a buck, but you couldn't shoot a buck unless you took an antlerless.
It wasn't popular, but it's the one tool that we had that worked, and they took it away from us. We don't have it anymore. So where are we at?
But I guess the question I was getting at is what is the effect of this large deer herd? What's been the effect in Buffalo County? How is it detrimental to the county?
Well, to start with, deer are not spread evenly. It's not like a coat of paint on the wall. One valley has no deer. Three valleys over, they have them by the hundreds. So they're not evenly spread. That's a problem. You'll see reforestation, trying to get oaks to grow again. It's just about impossible in big parts of our county. And the deer damage, farmers are putting up with more deer damage because they're leasing their properties out to people that come in with a lot of money. They're coming in there for the big bucks, to hunt bucks. They're not necessarily coming in to shoot antlerless deer. Antlerless deer have to be shot to control population. When you want a population to grow, you have a buck-only harvest. And about, three-quarters of the county is their buck-only hunting going on, and it's just making things worse for us.
WPR's Dean Kallenbach spoke with guests in Eau Claire this week about some of the issues facing Wisconsin deer hunters as they prepare to take to the woods for their 9-day gun deer hunt starting this week. And that's Newsmakers from Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse. I'm Hope Kerwin. Our show is produced by senior news editor and producer John Davis. If you missed part of today's program, including our conversation with organizers from community Thanksgiving dinners happening in the La Crosse area, you can find the audio archives at WPR.org/newsmakers. Our site has archives of other past editions of Newsmakers, and if you'd like to share comments or make suggestions for future shows, you'll find links to our producers and staff. That and more at WPR.org/newsmakers.